beer, said Eagle on her right, tastes of horse piss. Polly stood back. Even in a bar like this, that was killing talk. Oh, you'd know, would you? Said the barman, looming over the boy. Drunk horse piss, have you? Yes, said Igor. The barman stuck a fist in front of Igor's face. Now you listen to me, you lisping little... A slim black arm appeared with amazing speed, and a pale hand caught the man's wrist. The one eyebrow contorted in sudden agony. Now it's like this, said Maledict calmly. We're soldiers of the Duchess, agreed. Just say arg. He must have squeezed. The man groaned. Thank you. And you're serving up as beer a liquid best described as foul water, Maledict went on in the same level conversational tone. I, of course, don't drink horse piss, but I have a highly developed sense of smell, and really would prefer not to list aloud the things I can smell in this murk. So we'll just say rat droppings and leave it at that, shall we? Just whimper. Good man. At the end of the bar, one of the new recruits threw up. Maledict nodded with satisfaction. The barman's fingers had gone white. Incapacitating a soldier of Her Grace in wartime is a treasonable offence, he said. He leaned forward. Punishable, of course, by... death. Maledict pronounced the word with a certain delight. However, if there happened to be another barrel of beer around the place, you know, good stuff, the stuff you'd keep for your friends, if you had any friends, then I'm sure we could forget this little incident. Now I'm going to let go of your...